السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we'll keep today's very brief, just so we did something. One other method in which the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in, as a matter of fact, I think we may practically do it with our own children or with others as well. And this method is, on one occasion, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on this specific occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of the hand of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an. And he put the hand of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu between his hands. So just imagine like this, where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's hands are in the middle and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's. Both Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands are covering his one hand. Everybody understand the scenario? And the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed, the main thing is when you want to teach something of a value and importance, you grab the attention of the listener. Now up until now, we've said you grab the attention by saying the same thing over and over. See, it's important. You know, when we're listening, we lose track, right? We lose focus. I could give a lecture, and I could be talking for 5 minutes, but our nature, what happens is we lose focus. So what's the point of speaking if the people listening aren't paying attention? So basically what we're learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is different tactics and different ways of trying to grab the attention of an individual. So even for your own child, when you want to explain something or stress something to them, for example, for my child, maybe there was something happening, I don't remember the exact event, but something was happening and he just wasn't listening. Maybe let's just say he was coming for Salam, this is Ramadan, he was coming in the masjid but he wasn't praying. So one day I remember I went to him and I grabbed him and I said, listen, understand the importance of it. I want you to enjoy, I want you to have fun, I get it. I'm not here to tell you don't come to the masjid and only pray, because then they're never going to want to come. But at the same time, son, listen to me. Salah is important. So make sure when it's Salah time, you come. So the same thing. I'm trying to grab my son's attention. Now, I have already said that multiple times. My wife has already said it to him multiple times. But on that occasion, I really wanted to stress the importance of it to him. So I'm grabbing him and I'm telling him, listen to me. This is a grab of love and muhabbat. You know, not I might say grab him, seize him, and come here. No, I mean grab him and just listen to me. Pay attention. That's what our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. He grabbed the hands of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and he said, listen, I'm going to teach you tashahud. And he taught him tashahud. And on another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he grabbed another sahabi, he grabbed him by the shoulders. The way I'm talking about were my own son. He grabbed him by the shoulders. He said, listen, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib o abiru sabil. Wa udda nafsak fi al-kubur. To give something to this effect. Wa udda nafsaka min ahli al-kubur. Okay, so he grabbed him and he said, listen, because he's trying to tell him something important. Live in this dunya as you are just a traveler. You're just a traveler. I don't want to go into the tashri of the hadith too much, but you get the concept. He says, live in this dunya as if you're a traveler or you're one just passing by. Abiru sabil. Wa'udda nafsaka min ahli al-kubur. And consider yourself from amongst the people of the grave. Trying to tell him something, that this world, it's going to go like this. It's a short time. Don't get so caught up and have so many hopes and desires from this dunya that you just settle in one place. A traveler is on the move, right? Do they carry a lot of stuff with them? Does anybody travel with the whole entire household? Do you travel with everything in your house? You don't. When you're passing by an area, do you travel with everything? You travel light. You just move on. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching the sahabi. The main thing we want to take from it is grabbing or holding hands. And if someone was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would even put his hands on their thighs. That's a bit more closer to a person, so it wasn't to every sahabi, but to someone he was closer, he would even put his hands on their thigh to teach him a lesson. Really, just listen. So the point is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to grab or touch or hold to grab the attention to tell something very important. And just on this last point, on the last narration we said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kun fi dunya, Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, every day you hear so-and-so died, one day you're going to hear that Umar died. He's trying to show everybody that life is fleeting, right? We're all going to die. A poet once said, every day we live and we die. Every day we live and we die. One day we will not survive. If you understand what this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran saying, when you sleep, I take your soul out. I take your soul out when you sleep. So in essence, this is the closest to death as we are when we're asleep. And Allah says in Quran, for some people, I return their soul back. You wake up again. And for some people, I don't. And you die in your sleep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wah.